Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does someone go from corporate business and administration to directing an organization founded by Dan and Pam Chun that has trained 60,000 plus adults and youth from hundreds of churches across denominations? Mary Vinson has been the executive director of Hawaiian Islands Ministries for 13 years before relinquishing that role. She's now the Honolulu Conference Director. Mary's extensive background in corporate business and administration was gained from over 20 years in the telecommunications industry as Director of Operations and Customer Care at Sprint PCS Hawaii, Vice President, General Manager for Primeco Hawaii, and Director of Regulatory Services for the telephone company in Virginia. Transitions, preparation, leadership. Mary Vinson, dear friend, as you listen today, what kind of transitions are you in your life? What is God preparing you to do in the days to come? Do you know that there's a reason, a purpose for all that you're a part of right now, even though it might not make sense? In fact, that's the whole reason we have the Good Life Radio Show, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. In doing so, our lives begin to make sense in the midst of what may seem like difficulty and challenge. Christ loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Mary Vinson and led her through her amazing years of experience and impact, can lead you and draw you and guide you today. It's our hope and our prayer that you would open your heart to Jesus Christ. Mary Vinson has earned her BS in public administration from Virginia Tech. She holds an MA in human resources from George Washington University. She and her husband, Ken, have two children. They reside in Norfolk, Virginia, with their English bulldog, Bernoulli. Mary, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. Thank you.
Okay, so for starters, why did you name your English bulldog Bernoulli?
My husband is an engineer, Danny.
Okay.
And growing up, my kids used to ask him all the time, how does the airplane take off, and how does it stay in the air, and why doesn't the sailboat fall over? And he would always say, Bernoulli's principle. And they, of course, thought, what is that? Something Dad's making up. Who knows? But when they finally got to physics class in about 10th grade, they found out there really was a Dutch physicist named Bernoulli.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got, this is our second English bulldog, and the first one that we were able to name, because we got him when he was a puppy. And we all agreed, the whole family agreed, his name had to be Bernoulli.
Mary, I knew this was going to be a fun interview. What a great way to get it started.
Well, with a name like that, you've got to be, he must be a gifted English bulldog.
He's very distinguished. An English bulldog need a distinguished name, like Churchill or Winston or, you know, some brigadier general's name.
Right.
And so, yeah, Bernoulli. Now, we call him Nulli, N-O-U-L-L-I. But, you know, when he's in trouble, he gets called by his full name just like any child would.
Is there a middle name? I'm kidding.
No.
Mary, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Roanoke, Virginia.
And what was it like for you growing up there?
Oh, it was a sweet time. Roanoke is a small city in Virginia. There's only about 100,000 people in the city proper, I guess. And, you know, it was a time, I won't give away my age, but it was a time of riding your bike to the park and your mom didn't really worry about you. And you hung out with friends and played tag in the streets. And, you know, it was a good time.
A little kick the can. Do you remember
that
one?
A little kick the can, yes.
Thank you. We're dating ourselves.
Yes, kick the can's an awesome game.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably my mom, who is still alive. She's 94. My dad died when I was 12 years old. And my mom had been trained as a nurse, but had not worked while all her, I have two older brothers, while we were all growing up. And when my dad passed away, she went back to work. She had to take a refresher course because she had not ever really practiced nursing. And she went back to work when I was, you know, probably 13 years old.
Now, are there things that you remember your mom? Well, maybe she still says them to you today, but you know, those phrases that our parents say throughout the years that we just know, we know what they're going to say in a given situation. It sort of lives on in our lives. Any of those that you could share with us?
You know, Danny, it's funny. I'm actually in Roanoke today. I'm visiting my mom. My mom was in the hospital last week, and she has been released from the hospital, but she's in rehab for a little while to get some physical therapy done. And she was telling me some things that I should be doing. And I said, is it a mom's job to always tell their daughters what they should be doing? Because you find yourself saying the exact same words your mother said to you to your own daughter. And I asked her today, did she recall her mother saying those words to her? And she said, oh, absolutely. It's a mother's job to do that. And that's really funny that you should say that, because we were just having that conversation today.
So what words were they?
Well, in this particular case, it was that I should be calling a relative to check on them, to make sure they were okay and, you know, be having a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, you're never too old that your mother doesn't tell you something you should be doing. I think that's the case. But, you know, the favorite one, though, that I don't know if it's polite to say it on the radio, but you always need to have on clean underwear because you might be in a car accident.
Exactly, Mary. I was told the same exact thing. Thank you. For the same exact reason.
Yeah.
There's practicality to that. How did you become a Christian?
Danny, I never knew what it was to not be one. I was raised in a home where I went to church, you know, for as far back as I can remember. My parents were both solid Christians, and my grandparents, and I, you know, I remember all my little Sunday school teacher, and I say little because they're little old ladies now, if they're even still alive. But all my little Sunday school teachers and my Bible schools and that kind of thing. So I was always raised in a Christian home. However, right before we moved to Honolulu in 1997, I went on an Emmaus walk for a weekend and made a recommitment to Christ at that time as an adult, because, I like I said, I can't ever remember not loving Jesus. But we went, my husband and I both went on separate, he went on a men's Emmaus walk and I went on a women's right before we moved to Honolulu. And it was sort of preparation for things to come that we didn't even know about at that time.
What is an Emmaus walk?
An Emmaus walk is a program, I think, now, Suzanne, jump in if you know differently, but I think it's mostly run by the Methodist denomination. But it's a weekend retreat where you have various speakers and various themes of basically what reminding us at that point what Christ had done for us. And it's just this amazing weekend where people write letters to you, friends and family. There's a team of people that are sort of in charge of the weekend, and they're collecting things before you go for you. There are special classes and events that happen that I wouldn't want to give away because some of it is a really special surprise. But it's just a recommitment weekend, where you're about, you know, you're with about 20 people, that are on your team. And then there's another 20 that are running the weekend. And it's usually at a retreat place that's not, you know, your church, not your home. And you're with these awesome, this awesome group of Christians for a weekend. And I can't say enough good things about it. If anybody listening has the opportunity to go, you're on the fence, you've heard about it, if you have the opportunity, you definitely should.
A moment for Mary Vincent, the Emmaus walk. Actually, you look at the Gospel, Luke 24, from verses 13 to 32. You get that story, you get the context, the biblical context as to what and why, what happened in the case of two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. And of course, Jesus appears, but they don't see him. They
right.
don't recognize who he is. Dear friend, today, as you're listening to Mary, as she shares her life, her story, the amazing things that the Lord has done, could this be a day where the Lord is indeed appearing to you? The question is, do you see him? Do you recognize him? It was a life-changing moment even for Mary as she went on, though she knew the Lord all along. The disciples said this, did not our hearts burn within us when he opened up the scriptures to us? There is a kind of relatability to that today. The scriptures being opened up to you. Maybe not in the form of one of the great preachers that you've often hear on a daily basis on this program and programs like it, stations like these is what I'm saying. But the gospel being presented through the life of a Mary Vincent today. Did not our hearts burn like hers? Stay with us. We'll be back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, when you give your heart to Christ, when you open your life to follow him, well, it's just that, you're following the Lord as he leads. And quite often there are surprises, you know, things that you never would have expected. But it's true, as the scripture says, Ephesians 3:20, my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that you could ever ask or think. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. It's a privilege to have you join with us today. If you're tuning in right now, perhaps you caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Mary Vincent joining us from Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, particularly today. Mary, as your life began to, well, as your heart, as it were, burned there at the Emmaus walk, how did the Lord direct you from your corporate life in telecommunications to the work that you've done for decades here in Hawaii at Hawaiian Islands Ministries?
Danny, we could have we could talk for hours on that, but in a quick nutshell, I was always the person that thought I wanted to be president of the telephone company. I had been in Virginia, sort of in a succession planning program where I had a lot of different jobs and I had been promoted several times. And after we went to that Emmaus walk, Ken had the opportunity to move to Honolulu for his job. And we talked about it and we both agreed that God was telling us that we were supposed to move to Hawaii from Virginia. And we had never even been, neither one of us had ever even visited Hawaii, but we both agreed that we were supposed to do that. And again, sort of the long story short, I went in and resigned from my position at the telephone company in Richmond, Virginia. And literally within about 3 days, I got a call from my old boss, who was the president of the Virginia telephone company at that time, telling me that there was a joint venture going on in Honolulu that our telephone company was a part of, and that they had a position that if I wanted it, I needed to call and I'd have a phone interview and the job would be mine. And wow. That was sort of step one of many things that happened in the first year that we were in Honolulu, that God truly opened doors like we had never seen them opened before, and things that we might have been anxious about or worried about, where he just told us he was taking care of that. And I was working, you mentioned at the very beginning, for Primeco Hawaii, and Sprint ended up buying Primeco. And I actually had an offer to come back to Virginia from the telephone company after we'd been in Hawaii for about 2 years to actually be the president of the Virginia company. And initially I said yes. But there was a time lag in when I needed to report back here, and I struggled with the decision. I struggled with the yes, and I talked to Ken about it, and we prayed about it, and we both agreed that I was not supposed to come back. And he was willing, by the way. Ken was willing, whatever I needed to do, whatever I wanted to do, career-wise, he would have come, but we agreed that God didn't want us to come back right then. And at that time, I was serving on the board of Hawaiian Islands Ministries, and Dan and a guy named Paul Edwards that was working there asked me, would I be willing to join HIM as an event director? And I just, God said, I mean, God told me. That's one of the times where I can say I really heard the Lord saying, I am ready for you to work for me full time, and I'm ready for you to work for my kingdom to come on earth, not to store up treasures in heaven.
Okay. Now, you have a dream opportunity. Really, you've been groomed for it. You've been dreaming about it, and here it is in front of you. You even said yes to it.
Yeah, I did initially.
And then the opportunity from Hawaiian Islands Ministries comes, Dan Chun, Paul Edwards. Now, how did you sort through that? How did God speak to you? How did you hear so clearly?
Well, like I said, there was a time lag for when I was supposed to report for the job of about 6 months. And it was complicated of why I had said yes, but I wasn't supposed to go for six more months. And during that time frame, I was just very unsettled. I couldn't sleep well. I felt like nothing just sort of felt right. And I literally, just in my meditation and Bible study, I felt like God was speaking to me, saying, I don't want you to do that. I want you to bring my kingdom on earth. I want you to help bring my kingdom to come on earth. Mm-hmm. I felt those words audibly. I felt them meditating on the scripture. I just felt like I'm not supposed to do this. And when I called them to say I'm not coming, probably every friend I had in Virginia, their jaws were on the ground. Nobody could believe it. And it just felt, Ken and I both just felt like, at the time, that was the right thing to do. We weren't supposed to come back. I wasn't supposed to take that job.
And how did it feel when you said yes to HIM?
I felt great about it. I was very excited, really. And just a little tangent on that. My first day of work was the day after 9/11 at HIM.
Wow. You know, Mary, I'm hearing two really powerful and impactful directions for us. One, we'd like to know how you got to meet Ken, and from that, I've always admired the partnership of you and Ken, and for our listeners, I have the privilege of knowing them both and love them dearly. So the partnership and the support from Ken, but also the Lord speaks so clearly, in my opinion, if we're willing to listen to peace or unrest. And so at some point, maybe we can pick up on this beautiful example we're hearing of God speaking in that way.
Well, let's go there. How did Ken respond, going through the process? I mean,
And how did they meet? Let's find out how did Mary and Ken meet?
Well, Ken and Mary met at Virginia Tech. Ken was a year older than me, and he was majoring in engineering.
And tall and handsome.
I was majoring in business. And he was tall and handsome.
Yes.
And a friend knew him, and another friend knew me. And it ended up that I lived in a house that was catacornered across from his fraternity house. And so I would see him, and he was always riding his bike. And I thought, man, that guy is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So we were introduced via these mutual friends. And started dating the spring of my junior year in college, and he was a senior. And then he ended up going to grad school at Virginia Tech while I was a senior. So we were dating there as well. And then we got engaged shortly after he got out of graduate school, and we his first job was in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and that's where we ended up after we got married, and we actually lived in Virginia Beach for 15 years before we moved to Richmond, Virginia, prior to Honolulu. So that's how we met. And then Ken, when we moved from Virginia Beach to Richmond, Ken quit his job, engineering firm, quit his job so that I could take a promotion to Richmond. Mm. And when we moved to Honolulu, I quit my job so that he could take this position in Honolulu. And both times, really early, God showed us, I am faithful. And I quit my job. I got another job. He quit his job. He got another job. And he knew that I had always wanted. I was, as Danny said, I was being groomed for this. I thought that's what I wanted. I thought that's what God wanted for me. But when I said yes initially, Ken was fully on board. He was, we'll go back. We're ready. Even though we had gone to Honolulu for his job, he said, we'll go back. But we just both prayed about it, and I said, I'm not at peace about it. I don't think that's what I'm supposed to do. And then Dan came along and said, hey, we've got this job, mm-hmm. which was, at the time, quite a considerable economic impact on the Vincent family to go from corporate America to nonprofit Hawaiian Islands Ministries. But it felt right, and it felt good, and it felt like this is what we're supposed to do, and Ken was fully on board with it.
So you see, dear friend, as we listen to Mary, it's always a bit more complex than it seems on the surface. And in retrospect, when we look back, we can see things a lot clearer. But in the midst of the moment of decision, you do have to work through things. And really the peace of the Lord bearing witness to your heart and even in your relationship. Perhaps today you are disquieted in your own heart because of maybe a decision, a commitment you made. You thought, hey, that's what I've always wanted to do. But it just doesn't seem right. And you think, well, is it possible that I might be able to make a change? Well, Mary made a change in the process. Maybe there are extenuating circumstances where a change could be made. Thank God for that, for you to be able to know on this side of your commitment. Maybe things can be augmented along the way. And sometimes we have to go through things, and God teaches us lessons through that. I think in the midst of whatever the process might be like, it's important to know that you're not alone and that God has a purpose in it one way or the other. When we come back, we'll talk more with Mary and how things worked out. They did work out. Stay with us when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, would you take a pay adjustment if a decision God was leading you to make? You knew that it was going to have economic impact on you. What would you do? Well, it's easy for us to say, I think, on the front side of it. Of course, Danny, of course, I'd do it. But really. Well, Mary Vincent is our guest today. She had to face a decision, make a decision, and she did make a decision. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer. Mary joins us from Roanoke, Virginia, The Good Life Radio Show here. You can find out more at The Good Life Hawaii. .com. Mary, so how did you make it through that decision that you and Ken had to make?
Really well. God was very faithful. And I, you know, looking back on it, I'm not sure I know exactly how or I could add up the numbers for you. But God blessed Ken and his work, and he blessed me and my work at HIM. As you said, I was the executive director for a long time. I recently stepped down from that and am the conference director for the large Honolulu conference in March. Mm-hmm. But God blessed us and carried us, you know, ever since that decision was made.
Mary, when you left the islands and went back to Virginia, was it because of a job for Ken? What constituted that? Okay.
Yes, it was a job for Ken. Ken, out when we were out in Honolulu, Ken managed a Navy program for the Navy with his company, and they wanted him to come back to Northern Virginia at that time and manage a Air Force contract from Alexandria, Virginia. And he did that. And when I first came back to Virginia, that was 2005, I was going to remain as the executive director for HIM just for 1 year. And it ended up stretching out to be 10 years.
Praise the Lord.
The funny thing, when we came back to Virginia, that was actually the first time I'd ever worked just out of my house. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care for that. I'm a people person, and I like to be with people. And the HIM board of directors was very gracious and said, you know, why don't you work for some other organizations? Why don't you consult with some others and help them, maybe some local organizations there in Virginia, Northern Virginia? And then you can still, you know, come do your Hawaii thing a few times a year, and you'll get your people fixed in Virginia. And so since 2005, I've actually consulted with a number of other organizations where I help them with their programming for conferences. Sometimes they're seminar tracks, sometimes the speakers, sometimes the musicians. I'm actually working with another organization right this minute that's out of Kona, Hawaii, called Chosen and Dearly Loved. It's a foundation that champions special needs orphans. And I'm helping them with an event they're having in Chicago this fall.
Now, how did you get in touch with these other organizations through the years?
I would have to say, Danny, honest truth, God brought them to me. through friends, through acquaintances, through just somebody that knew me, maybe somebody that spoke at HIM. They called and said, would you be willing to help us with XYZ, or would you be willing to help us with this one-time event we're going to be doing, you know, some city? And because of Hawaiian Islands Ministries and the great relationships that Dan and Pam had with a lot of speakers, Danny being one of those, Suzanne being one of those, actually, I would know people to call to, you know, ask them to speak at other places sometimes and other venues and musicians that I had come into contact with. And so I think God just weaved that web is what he did.
The marvelous weaving of the Lord and to be able to share, to testify of how he's done it so personally in your life. Mary, how do you feel? How does Mary Vincent feel when a Honolulu conference goes on and there's thousands and thousands of attendees and you've got the plethora of the highest caliber speakers? It's a dynamic moment. But what goes on in your heart when you're there having to organize everything?
You know, Danny, I am just so blessed every year, and I am blessed by the people that come that are so excited. I am blessed mostly by the pastors, and I always have been. I've been blessed by the pastors that I've gotten to know, you know, from out in Waianae and on the Big Island, and the pastors from Maui and Kauai. Those men and women are some of the greatest people that I have ever met. And they are doing it every day, you know, for the Lord in the trenches, and they're often able to come to Hawaiian Islands Ministries, to the big conference, and I get to see them there, and I would doubly be blessed when I would get to go to the neighbor island to visit, to be, you know, we would do an occasional seminar or conference or some small thing on Kauai or the Big Island or Maui, and to be with those pastors and those just on their home turf was always such a blessing. And that I really miss that when I moved back to Virginia. I still get to see them in March usually, but the visits to the neighbor islands that I don't get to do anymore, they were really a blessing to me.
Mary, putting it in biblical terms, is it fair to say, like with me, it's an Ephesians 3:20-21 experience, just beyond anything we could hope for or imagine?
Oh, very, very fair to say. Yeah. I mean, I remember bits and pieces of talks and sermons that sort of just come to the front of my mind at the right time, to be able to bless somebody else or somebody that's struggling. You know, some of the hymn speakers that have delivered particular messages that have stuck with me. Oh my goodness! That, you know, there's a couple of them that I give away the CD over and over again to people because I just think they would be so blessed by hearing that particular message.
Well, and I have to thank you, Mary, and of course Dan and Pam, because it's given me so many opportunities to then share speakers that have been at HIM with the speaking opportunities that I've been blessed to have. In fact, we're going to have Rocky and Deli Sasaki on later today, and they're going to be using Jimmy Burns for their conference this year, and he's going to be on tomorrow. So, we just keep it going. Thank you, my sister.
Suzanne and I work very well together, and Rocky always calls me, okay, Mary, it's Pastor Rocky. And he says, who's coming next year? And we always have a chat, and we talk about who's coming and who might slide over to Kauai either before or after. So, yeah, it's a great partnership.
Yes, praise the Lord again.
We ask our guests on a regular basis, Mary, about how the Lord has helped you through difficult times. How has He helped you through difficult times?
Well, Danny, I think all of us, everybody, goes through difficult times. And I remember I told you my dad died when I was 12. My mom told me that she's never been closer to the Lord than the year after my dad died. And I think maybe sadly for us humans, when we feel closest to God, sometimes is in our trials and in our just our struggles. And it might be work struggles, or it might be friend struggles, relationship struggles. It might be, you know, a loved one that's dying. I mean, lots of different examples. But for me, it's when I go back to the scriptures, I go back to my devotion, I go back to what I ought to be doing every single day, and I'm not perfect. There are lots of days I don't have my devotion the way I should have it. Mm-hmm. But when I do, that's when I feel closest. And when I'm struggling, that's when He blesses me. He brings people in my life to bring me a word. He brings me a scripture. He just provides whatever it is I need.
Hmm. Well, dear friend, you've heard it from Mary. Again, we always say, you know, in the midst of the challenges of life, sometimes it can feel very lonely, and we might not know where to go. Reminders just like these today. Mary, sent by the Lord to share heart to heart with you that there is a reason, even in the midst of our difficulties, even in the midst of things that don't make sense or seem like nonsense, in the midst of frustration, God is there. And God can work through. And these are moments, as Mary says, where we can draw closer to the Lord. Why is it? Why is it that when we have pain, we get close to God? Why is it when we struggle or are confused? Well, it's because we have to rely on God. It's because we know we don't have the answers anymore. We can't fix the problem.
You know, Danny, I've always said, if it gets too comfortable, we start loosening our grip on the cross. And it's those struggles that cause us to be our little OPE and cling.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, we have been talking about Hawaiian Islands Ministry, and you can find out more about HIM at himonline.org, the upcoming events, the upcoming conference, the impact that they're having. I mean, imagine over 60,000 adults and youth through the years and growing. The Lord has used Dan and Pam Chan, their vision, and the directorship, the executive directorship, the leadership of Mary Vincent. Mary is with us from Roanoke, Virginia. It's a privilege to have her and you, our dear friend, as you listen, as we join in this time today. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing to be with you today. Thank you for joining us. Again, find out more about HIM, Hawaiian Islands Ministry, at himonline.org.
Mary, we've talked about the partnership, the marriage of you and Ken. I also know that you have a precious daughter and son. Tell us a little bit about them, please.
Oh, I have a daughter named Kathleen, who is 30, and a son, Braxton, who is 27. They are both married to wonderful Christian spouses. I couldn't have picked them better myself. I love them both. They are... gosh, everybody's busy. Kat's actually director of operations at a church in Northern Virginia, an Anglican church. Mm. And her husband, Tommy, is in digital marketing. And Braxton is a construction management engineer. He's a project manager for a big construction company. And his wife, Alexa, is a dentist. Suzanne.
So oh my goodness. Roland, I gotta tell Roland that.
Yeah, and Alexa, yeah. She graduated last May and is in her first year of practice.
No mo'opuna yet? No grandchildren?
No grandchildren yet. They're having a good time in these early married years right now.
Perfect.
How was the, you know, those years when you were in Hawaii and having to fly back and forth, how did that affect your parenting or child rearing? How did that affect?
You know what? I tell people this all the time, now, even now. Hawaii is a wonderful place to raise children. It's so family oriented. Mm-hmm. And our family loved it there. Kat went 6th through 12th grades, and Braxton did 3rd through 10th. Mm. And they loved it, every moment of it, outside, swimming, water polo, surfing, boogie boarding. They love the water. And, you know, we were able to come home usually once a year for a couple of weeks to Virginia. And imagine that. The whole family managed to visit us several times. I don't know why.
Hmm. you gave them reason, right?
But now how did they do, Mary, when you moved back to Virginia, but you were flying here with Hawaiian Island Ministries?
Well, now, see, by that time, Kat was already in college.
Okay.
And she was in college in Michigan. She went to Calvin
That's right.
College.
Yeah.
And Braxton was in 11th grade high school. And God found us this great high school. It was an all-boys Catholic school in downtown D.C., Gonzaga High School. They had a water polo team. That's why I say God found it, because mm-hmm. it was literally the only school in Virginia with a water polo team. Mm. And Braxton went there, very happy. And, you know, again, God just took care of us, managed that move, found us a house, found us a school for Braxton, and I would come back and forth. And I always stay with friends when I'm in Hawaii, except for this time at the March conference. I do stay in the hotel across the street then, but I stay with friends, which makes it so much nicer for me. And that way I can see my friends, go to work, go to church, and feel like I'm home again. Now, mostly the kids were jealous, but they wanted to be with me every time.
You know, Mary, if we were to title this talk, for me it would be The Faithfulness of Christ. You have a testimony of his faithfulness over and over and over again. What a blessing for our listeners. Trust in the Lord. Lean on him.
Yeah.
What would
sometimes when you get away from, you know, just life happens and things are happening and you feel like you're at your wit's end and you don't know what to do or whatever, if there's any way, seriously, to remind yourself of his faithfulness in the past, I try to do that a lot. Or I do that when I'm feeling anxious about something or I'm struggling with something. I put little post-it notes along the top of my computer screen to remind me of his faithfulness in the past. And the fact that he was faithful and he did all these things, why am I worrying about what he's not going to do today?
Let's take it further, Mary. Someone today is anxious and or apprehensive about a decision that has to be made or that's been made that affects them. And they're going through a tough time. What do you feel the Lord would have you say to them at this moment?
I think really just an exclamation point on what I just said, that the times of anxiousness do come. We're human. And we need to remind ourselves of his faithfulness in the past. And we need to surround ourselves with Christian friends and community that he brings alongside us. We have to take ourselves back to the scriptures. We have to meditate on those pieces of scripture that are really meaningful to us, you know, in times of trouble. I have a couple of favorites that are just my go-tos all the time. They're likely other people's. Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans he has for you. And I remind myself and I remind others today, he knows those plans. He has those plans for you. And other people like me, they may struggle with waiting. I have a hard time waiting. But sometimes we just need to wait upon the Lord. Danny, can I pray? Would that
please,
be all right?
Please pray.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you today for all those times that you have come alongside and you've been faithful to me and to my friends and those out there that are listening. And to anybody, Lord, that's struggling, I just ask that you come alongside, that you bring a friend, you bring someone to bring a word from you, a word from Scripture. You help them to meditate, to study, to pray. You help them to realize that you have been faithful and that you will be faithful in the future, and that you died for us, Lord, and that you don't want us to be anxious and you don't want us to worry, and that you give us these scriptures and you give us these Christian friends and you give us these things that help remind us of your faithfulness, Lord. I ask that you be with these people and bring them peace and bring them your joy and bring alongside the people that you want in their lives at this time to help them as they're going through something. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mary, thank you for ministering to us, to our dear listeners. We got a couple minutes left, so as you look back and you've heard and gotten to know so many of the well-known communicators in the Christian world, two or three of them that really stand out to you, and who are they and why?
Oh, my goodness. That is such a hard question, Danny, because there are so many great brothers and sisters that the Lord has brought to HIM and that I've been privileged to meet. They're just so many great communicators that God has given this ability.
Yes.
It is just so hard to pick out one or two, but all the ladies always love Beth Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Moore is in person as nice and as sweet and as genuine as she comes across on all her videos for all the ladies that are ever watching the Beth Moore videos. She was with us at Hawaiian Ministries, and my husband was a driver for she and her assistant. And he just loved them. He said they were great. So fun. I tell you, the two sermons that I give are sermons or speaking presentations at him that I give out to everybody. Paul Shepherd gave a talk one time called The Blessing of Closed Doors.
Mm.
And I give that talk to a lot of people, The Blessing of Closed Doors, because you can't see them right now when it's closing in your face. You can only see in hindsight that it was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff Schulte gives a talk on getting through it, going through it, how God requires you sometimes to go through it, not over it, not under it, not above it, but through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a memorable talk as well that I give copies to a lot of people that are going through things.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, those talks, you can order them on Dove Media. You know, mm-hmm. they keep our Hawaiian Islands Ministry talks for years, and you can go online and you can get them. So any talk that was memorable in any way, you can call the office and we can help you figure out when it was, what it was, et cetera, and then we can help somebody get their hands on it.
Mary Vincent, thank you. Thank you. Even in your moment of reflection, there was a touching of inspiration, even when you mentioned those speakers and their messages. So, Mary, again, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Danny. So fun catching up with you and Suzanne. Thanks a lot.
You're a blessing.
Dear one, we hope that you were indeed encouraged by the sharing of Mary Vincent. You can find out more about her and her ministry, himonline.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click and get to know Jesus, and I got a presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners, and I thank you in advance. Colossians 1:28, Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom that we may present everyone mature in Christ. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Mary Vincent. Find out more at himonline.org. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.